Hey y'all, we're back for a continuation of some bullshit. But today's episode of The Read is being brought to you by Squarespace, where you can build a site that looks professionally designed regardless of whether or not you went to IT, Job Corps, for dummies. It doesn't matter. Squarespace has got your back. As long as you go on over there, you can get you a free domain if you sign up for a year. It's got easy-to-use tools. It's completely intuitive. It's sexy. Make sure you use code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Now let's start the show.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Sesame.
No. Let's do it another way.
We Sesame.
I demand a recount.
With some Sesame heat.
I thought that we were just going to keep talking the way we started the first time. That was fun.
Okay, we'll start it back now. Like, now you can just keep talking.
Let's start it at 79.
Well, why don't you keep talking?
Well, whatever.
Whatever. Is that a doo-doo mask?
Why your dress got a collar?
That's what they asked them twins. I love them twins, though.
Oh, my God. The Claremonts are some badass bitches.
They was bad as fuck. And they used to be like, boo boo, you got on cowboy boots.
Sit down, baby girl. You need to learn your place.
The peasants can have her.
Yeah, yeah, that shit. Them bitches were great. Now they need another chance at television.
They do.
And their sister was bad as hell.
Shanae, the trifecta. Oh, Shanuka.
Shanae, and Shanuka.
They got a brother or something, too.
Yes, four of them.
Is this part of the.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not introducing.
I mean,
the show.
It can start.
Are we not going to talk about the Claremonts no more?
I just had to unfollow them on Snapchat because they don't say anything. And there'd be videos. They'd just be looking at the camera, like, and then they hold their cheekbones to the sun. So
and just
like,
do that little. They do that little Ken Burns effect with what they are. Try to give
it's
it some.
So annoying.
I do just watch just to see if our playlists are aligned. Like if they like jamming the same music I'm listening to, I'm like, yes.
But they don't even dance. Playlist. Like it'll be Yo Gotti down in DM and they just be like pose.
That's like 90% of the people I follow.
Just stare and purse their lips. That's just
do I need to follow
a photo is one thing, but you really just gonna have a 10-second video back to back and another one and you just looking at the camera.
They done got on your damn nerve.
Speaking of another one
and one.
Snapchats.
Oh my God.
Major key.
And another one.
Major key.
Oh, I actually went, truth be told, I went on his site yesterday because I wanted to get the house shoes that say fly. Another one. But it was like pre-order.
I want the red ones.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, am I really about to buy these? But they're
I don't
cute.
Understand. I don't know how DJ Khaled became like a celebrity. Like he is famous in his own right.
He
like,
is.
Having his shirt off.
And at least his music be popping.
He looks like a harp.
See, that's the thing I forgot because for the majority of my life, DJ Khaled was the nigga who hosted like the best slot on 99 Jams, like the evening slot or whenever people was just getting off work driving home.
Oh, damn. And, like, so like before he like really blew up, you knew who he was.
Yeah, I've known who he was since I was in like junior high school. So that's and cool. Benji Brown,
mm-hmm.
like all of those people who Benji Brown did the Kiki with the
school bus yellow school
reaching bus, out
money green all of that
bus.
They were on the radio when I was growing up, so it wasn't until I think maybe I started college that Khaled started like producing
blowing up
and putting people on songs and stuff together. But when niggas were like, when he was in everybody's meme, everybody's talking about him, all of this stuff, people are comparing him to Jesus Christ.
I saw
I was like, okay, what did I miss?
Yeah, that is crazy.
But is he really like that, or does he understand that
he's
his Snapchat
just
is just
like
funny
that? No.
That's really him. Like
that's how he always was on the radio.
That is so fascinating.
But that was the best thing about him. He was hype all the time.
Well,
I had
to
follow him on Snapchat.
I totally did.
Because I Googled him. Like one day I saw the meme again. I was like, okay, I have to get to the bottom of this. And I put in DJ Khaled. That was it. And the first thing that comes up is this story about him getting lost in the fucking in Biscayne Bay?
Yes, that was actually really, really funny.
And I was
though.
Like, what? The whole video.
He was sweating.
Is on
he
YouTube.
Made it home safe. People were tweeting DJ Khaled made it home safe.
This nigga's riding around at night on a jet ski, which, first of all, you're not even supposed to be doing.
That's illegal. They ain't got lights.
And Snapchatting.
When you ever seen and a jet Snapchatting. Ski
instead of trying to find his way home, he was Snapchatting.
Terrified.
I would have been crying on the side of a rock somewhere.
Oh my God. But I followed him. And I still can't decide whether or not I made the right or wrong decision. He's funny though. He's very entertaining.
He's hilarious.
He be watering his plants every day.
I wonder if they're drowning his plants. Behind that shit.
Today on his Snapchat, he's like, he's showing all these plants, right? And he goes, paradise, major key to success. Paradise. The niggas at Home fucking Depot buying plants for his house. Paradise. Nigga, all these bitches walking around with these orange aprons, Home Depot, that's everywhere. That's paradise. Oh my God. He's hilarious.
Maybe he vibrating on like a completely different plane. Like maybe he don't carry stones,
he carry pieces of wood.
Oh my God. He carries platinum. Right. That's the stone that nigga carries. He is wealthy. Okay.
He definitely is tapped in to something. Right? Because the way he talks, that's why I'm like, I can't figure him out. Like, is he joking? Is this really him? But he, like, this is probably really,
he got
something.
He got it.
Yeah.
I think he knows that people think something. It's funny. So he's like, that. You know,
playing into it. Yeah.
It or whatever. But he's always been like, he's just, we the best, this, that, and the third, whatever. Like, he talks like a DJ.
He does. What are your other guilty follows on Snapchat?
I only follow Slack, the Claremont twins, Khaled, and then niggas I know.
That's it.
I follow that light skinned nigga from America's Next Top Model.
Oh, the one with the tattoos all over him?
No, I'm over
Who's
him.
Who's on my Vidstrawl?
The one with the light eyes.
I think that's why I'm over him. She's like, I didn't see you everywhere.
I don't know.
The one with the light eyes.
Don Benjamin?
Oh, no, but he looks like him. Marlon McKenzie.
I know who you're talking about.
Maybe he wasn't. I follow him on Snapchat.
I know who you're talking about, though.
So you do the super.
Well, I follow Rihanna, too.
No,
I do, too.
Rihanna, I love her. Her homegirl be holding it down on the Snapchat.
That's
why I named the dolphin Pepe, because of the dog they got in the club. That shit was so funny. Apparently, Rihanna, like, left and came back with a fucking dog at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. Like,
that she just found at the club or something.
What?
It was drunk, like, and kept it. I think she still has the dog.
That's why I love her. I was like, I would be.
She do what the fuck she wants. She popping.
Whatever. Yep, she that's wants. Right.
She popping. She do what she wants because she popping.
When are you gonna get on Snapchat?
I don't know. I ain't got time for that bullshit.
I had to read a guide to figure it out.
I got too much shit to do, man.
It took me a while.
Chris was the reason I started Snapchatting.
I loved it too. You made me feel bad about how much I loved it, and I haven't been on it now in weeks.
Why?
They were like, oh my God, you love Snapchat. You're always Snapchatting.
Girl, okay.
I
used to love it, but I haven't been on it in like a month.
You scaled back. Yeah, I never see yours.
Right.
Because let me speak for myself. I am not used to seeing Crystal thoroughly enjoying anything. A social media
app.
Of any form. Especially one that involves you showing your face
Tumblr.
And like speaking to people.
Right.
And she told me, which this made sense. She said it's because when you put it up there, it's gone. There are no comments. Nobody can say anything to you about whatever the fuck it is that you said, bitch, you watch it and I'm done. And then, like, that's it. I was like, okay. But it was just funny to see you always using it. Nobody was making fun of you.
Oh, please. They tease the shit out of me.
So I am in my room. I just got home from a long day. Hope to talk to you later.
Never that basic.
This is a sandwich and this is wheat bread and I like mustard, not mayo.
I was not basic. I wasn't.
See, I must not have seen those because when I see your snaps, it's usually like, I'm at Beats One, I'm on Common Sense.
Because somebody is like, oh, pull up a Snapchat or do something.
Right.
Like,
but see, I'm telling you, that's what I'm telling you. I made fun of her months ago.
Right.
Whatever. So all this,
when she first
because when she first started doing it, like, she wouldn't put the phone down. Like, I would turn around and see she got me in the damn video. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, got you. I'm like, what? Like, you weren't doing this a week ago. Like, she read a damn manual. She read the damn manual, and then she was addicted. You couldn't tell her nothing.
She actually learned how to use it before I did.
I've been at Snapchat, didn't know how to use the shit, and then she started doing it. I was like, let me Snapchat. Just do it. Yeah. And then she said, like, when it's blue, it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm right. like, what?
I feel like I had Snapchat like a minute before she did it. She got it and was like, "This, you just swipe this way." Oh my god!
I'm like, bitch, what? You and she's like, turn it around and double taps my screen. I'm like, why are you doing that to my screen? Oh, it flipped around. Like, I ain't know that.
Whatever, Tay. You knew about that. The double tap.
That's like Jessica Lee. When I was on Snapchat, and she was like, "What is that? Another app?" She's like, "I'm not dealing with that. I'm too old now. You can't get her off."
Yo, Jessica Lee texted me like 6 or 7 in the morning for some damn Snapchat too. I was like, excuse me?
You know, she healthy. She started her day early.
No, but you know where it goes down. She should have known. I'm talking like Cardi B. Nah, she don't start her day like that. Nah, I'm
Cardi
saying.
B talk like text.
Yo, I love Cardi B. I'm
but
in love with her.
I still love her.
I don't get
I love her.
I don't understand.
I watched the interview and I love her. She's so crazy, but she is real.
Not really.
I don't know. I really like her too.
I don't get it.
Man.
I think it's because she just reminds me of so many of my family members. So it's just a warmth.
Real.
It's a connection.
It's just because she real about some real shit. Like,
she
I stripped.
How I feel.
And I don't want to do that shit. And I don't think people should.
What I found most fascinating was the way she was calling DJ Self her side dude.
Yep.
And talking about her main dude right in front of his face.
Yep. Like, and then, at one point they actually treated him like the side dude. They're like, she doing a good job because you don't know you the side dude. And then later on in the conversation, he's like, side dudes get that too. I'm not a side dude. It's like, see, you are a side dude.
She just told you you was.
I was like, damn, Self, you are, bro.
He was fascinating.
That was great.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It's going to be interesting to watch how that unfolds. But
let's see what Mona does with her.
A lot of my like homegirls, especially back home, are very much the women that are honest about who they are, but I wouldn't ever consider them like hoes. They've never prostituted or anything like that. But the thing like what he's saying, where she is talking about he's a side dude or whatever, or even in the trailer, she was like, I love making these niggas do whatever the fuck I want to for them. It makes me feel powerful. I love that in a woman, because I don't know why so many of these dumb ashy, crusty, musty, broke, no nothing having ass niggas can have like good women all in their feelings and, you know, their credit all
fucked up. Tell me about it.
So it's nice to see that, but I mean, I don't understand like the
right.
She reminds me of Jocelyn,
who we love.
I
wonder
love
how
Jocelyn
feels about it. They should have like a super season.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
And put them together.
Women like Hernandez don't like nobody.
Jocelyn
Jocelyn
don't
threatened.
But this episode, like this season of Love & Hip Hop New York is going to be good, though.
I think so, too.
I do.
Especially starting the first episode with Tara and Amina in the same damn building.
So, Tara, so I saw people on Twitter talking about Tara is pregnant?
She is.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
You can
Why would you bring more children into this?
By
are there
Peter
not enough
fucking guns.
Suffering?
I didn't care when
he
you
he really has
up.
A hold on these women.
Man.
I didn't care when you stayed. I don't care now.
I don't even get that. I mean, I do, but I don't. Like, what? How do you even continuously put up with this type of shit in a man, like, year after year?
I mean, just blatant. That's like blatant just fucking disrespect.
Like, I mean, do you just... Do
like,
you
the
just,
ultimate. Like, you just gonna have another bitch on me like that.
On TV.
On TV. Knock her up. Fucking marry her. Marry her. And then fucking knock me up.
She crazy enough.
And we all just looking at each other.
Like
we
sister
all just
wives.
In the room looking
right.
at each other.
Sister wives.
Y'all might as well stop bullshitting.
And, she,
and
I'm sure she wanted
together.
That baby too. I can't believe she would move into the same building.
What kind of shit is that?
I know you don't think she really moved into the same building. That's a VH1 trick.
I mean, clearly. But to agree to do something like that.
It's amazing to me what these people will agree to do in the name of a check.
But I guess that's the part that I was wondering, like, are these people for real? Like, I can't help but feel
look
that
at
way.
Them. Look when at Bianca them. Told you're talking girl. About Peter Guns, who I don't saw. I'm sorry, Streets or 40-year-olds or whatever. He's Corey Guns' daddy to me. Because
right.
yeah. I don't yeah. know his era.
Yeah.
I know that he had one at some point. He means
he
nothing.
I actually remember it. Yeah, the song.
Yeah, I remember that Uptown
mm-hmm,
song.
I remember the video.
I don't.
None of the other shit. I don't even know if it
Uptown,
was.
He looks
baby.
Like this electrical
Uptown,
socket
baby.
To me. And he's on TV with these two women. and living in the same fucking building. In fucking Yonkers. Both of them. And I'm supposed to be sitting here and like discussing that. Bring me back to Remy and Papoose. Whoa. Give me the crazy Cardi B girl so that I can be entertained. I don't care about even Soda Side, Chicken Noodle Soup.
Yumbi had a stellar debut. Absolutely.
Yeah. She stormed onto the scene.
I'm completely on her side with everything.
I love it.
I love how the internet moved. Like, she played her part very well. When the internet has something on you and will clown you and trash you in that one moment, and then you can just flip that opinion in that very same episode, that's a talent. So Young B, she might have a very bright future in trash.
Talking shit about her before?
No, just immediately when she hit the screen, it was like, there go the Chicken Noodle Soup.
Because
girl,
I don't think anybody knew that.
Nobody even, some people didn't recognize her, but then they started battle rapping and the girls were throwing shots.
She said it out her damn mouth.
Yeah.
I promise.
Because I mean, said, that was,
oh,
but I,
oh, well, when
I heard Young B,
time.
I was like, Young B, I know, 119th and Lexington. Like, but when I saw her, it didn't connect because she was so young when it first came out. So to see her like now, it was like, damn.
In this fucking bedazzled corset.
Right. She looking like she's in a goddamn saloon.
This rhinestone bustier.
Like she had walked through the swinging ass wooden
door. Right, exactly. A bartender in the old Western saloon.
I got spurs that jingle.
She told that girl, you got on hirachis, bitch.
You got on hirachis, bitch, and a homemade skirt.
I love a good ass Harlem argument.
Because Young B was ready.
And daughter, I do it again. Daughter, she said, come on, daughter. And I'm going to give you more than 15.
Daughter, say what?
Which, bitch, if I already gave you 15 stitches, why are you still talking?
Beat her ass.
Do you want me to do it again?
A steering wheel club.
I've already beat your ass once. Why are you asking for me to do it again?
And that's the type of shit. I just don't like
I ran up on her and then, you know, things transpired and I ended up with 15 stitches. It sounded like you got your ass beat. Right. I said, oh, so she knocked the shit out you then.
And then went and sat by the girl who did that to her talking about, hey, daughter, or whatever. Like, what up, niece? Bitch. What?
Trash.
She wants some more.
And told her, don't get your shit rocked like you got your shit rocked.
Right.
Like you got
when I went over your fucking head.
And the girl spit at her. She's like, all right, Bianca laughed. She said, I wish that spit would have hit me. She said,
right.
That bitch would have had more than the 15 stitches.
She mad because they said BBOD looked like the Bella Noche girls.
Oh, no.
They do.
BBO don't. Bum bitches on deck.
As soon as they called themselves the bad bitches of Harlem, I was like, oh, this
as
won't.
As soon as they came on the screen, I was immediately
this
turned
won't
completely
do.
Off.
This won't do it all.
Totally, completely turned off.
Yeah, I was turned off by the fact
disgusted.
They shared a confessional. And they both look so crazy. I was like,
that's how you know they sharing a check.
When I saw them share the confessional, I said, so y'all splitting this trash check.
Absolutely.
Right down the middle.
50% down
y'all
the middle.
Are real desperate.
You sharing a confessional.
Because they didn't even earn a spot on the show. You know, whenever they do them new girls, like sometimes they don't even make it through the season. Like, Pre-Madonna. That's what her name was.
She don't care.
On
she
Love
paid.
And Hip Hop
Atlanta.
Oh,
you were trying to figure that out.
That did the waist trainer fashion show.
She don't care. God. She paid.
Pre-Madonna.
Wait a minute. Is that the same...
The one that be with the Kardashians.
Oh, yes. My God. That's Trick Daddy's prima donna. Yes.
Ain't that crazy? You never would.
I just logged out.
Ain't that the craziest shit ever?
That's the same girl that Trick Daddy brought up to the Breakfast Club with him that was sitting there pushing waist trainers the whole time.
Oh, she sure was.
She was,
she
the
was on
Love
& Hip Hop.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yep, the Kardashians.
I don't remember
her.
Taking
pictures. Like,
the Kardashians can suck my balls on Christmas Eve. I don't give a fuck.
And that's fine, but she's still pushing waist trainers. I had a waist trainer aspect.
Fashion
show.
Yeah,
it was
fashion show.
It was like
Tia Marie
and them blazers.
And her in the blaze. No, Tia Marie. No, now hold on.
The dress is looking like choir robe.
No, but hold on. Hold on. To Dustin's point, that is to Dustin's point.
Choir robe.
That is trash. Don't compare prima donnas. Class A1 waist trainers to Tierra Marie's blaze.
Her elite waist trainers.
Because listen, because she knew, like, she knew the makeup, she knew everything that went on, the science behind
waist trainers are garbage.
The algorithms. She knew everything.
All the girls are doing is smashing their organs together. That's it. It's a Spanx.
All to look like a greater than and a less than sign next to each other. Like, you look stupid.
Small Spanx.
And it's still ugly.
You need three friends to roll you up into it.
Doing all that shit is still ugly.
I don't know. I don't have anything for the waist trainers. Niggas are wearing waist trainers. Niggas are wearing waist trainers.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Look.
Get away from me. He just showed me this the other night. Why did you say that?
Get away from me. If you don't have a waist, maybe I didn't want you to have one.
Maybe because you shouldn't. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I have lots of little physical things I don't like about myself.
That's great for me, too. I'm still eating it, too.
It's just what I am.
I'm not eating it. Somebody needs to come get it.
It's good.
Just let me know.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, what are you doing tonight? With Young Chanel.
I don't know.
Don't.
Okay, great. I'm coming over.
This nigga really went on television. I saw him on at least two different networks. Draped like EJ Johnson before the surgery. Doing all this extra shit with Patti LaBelle and these pie fucking pies. Did you see that?
I saw a picture with,
Bevy.
Of them.
He was on with Bevy on like BT. Oh, BT was running a Fresh Prince marathon, so that's why I was watching it. And then every now and then they would cut. No shade. And then they would cut in with these little interstitials with Bevy and James Wright Chanel and this like very awkward back and forth banter about like, girl, top five things your man should never say at Christmas.
Yo, can I tell you how funny you know though? Who? Bevy, I was at my best friend's birthday. And Bevy was there, right? And we were drinking tequila. Do you know she turned to me, she goes, "Is that organic?" Yo, my face.
Like, yes, bitch, I harvested this tequila all by myself.
I died.
She got your ass.
She's like, this is not on brand. Young lady, what are you doing?
I love that, Bevy though, because she definitely looked at me like, is that organic?
And
I
just looked at her like, you know how fast it acts.
I saw James Wright Chanel on TV on two different networks because he was on with Patty too.
Wow. That's a dope though, right?
Yes. Okay. You take that money back to Alabama, it'll last all year.
I wonder what made her have a change of heart because she didn't seem like she was.
I think somebody explained it to her like, girl, this internet thing is real. And right. That little boy putting that video up, it made a big difference, Patty. Like, I don't think she understood the impact
but
of
you know
social
what?
Media.
I don't know if I said this, but after tasting that pie, I realized why she didn't realize.
No, but listen.
Oh, after I bit into that pie and it was so good, I was like, damn, Patty realized how good her pie was, so she didn't think.
Let me tell you.
She just was like, people
get that far. She's Patty LaBelle.
I mean, honestly, absolutely.
Fuck you mean? I'm Patty LaBelle. Like, the pie because I'm me.
Yeah, but the part that didn't make sense. And I saw one of our listeners actually comment on SoundCloud. They said it was on clearance for $1.98 before he made that video. So she had to have known that.
Clearance pie.
I don't think she
liked pie. Patty
pie. Like pie.
It's already $3.50 pie. Why did it need to be knocked off?
Because Patty.
It wasn't expensive enough. Because
Patty's a legend.
Like,
but she's got her business ventures. And I just think that it was just that. Like, she created this pie.
Sweet potato.
It's going into the store. And it's going to be the bomb. I don't think anyone ever sits down with Patty's like, this is what you're doing this quarter on this. I think she's just like, my pie's good. It's selling what I got to do.
Yeah.
Then this boy made a video and she got a big check and was just like, off the holidays. Like, she didn't even think.
The connection,
When I tasted that pie, I think
she understands now.
What was it that good? The way people
I don't like
crazy?
Sweet potato pie.
Neither
I'm
do
a
I. I'm not a pie person
at all. I tasted it because it's Patti LaBelle's fucking pie.
I wanted to taste it just to see if people were exaggerating.
It is good though.
I wanted to know, like, but I thought it was gonna be like, okay, this is good for like a store bought sweet potato pie or whatever. Like, this is cute. That shit was delicious.
So good.
So when I realized how good it was, I was like, oh, Patty knew that this pie was lit. Yeah. And so she just was like, this queen realized it and helped everybody else realize it. Okay, like at the end of the day.
He put me on for sure.
It's crazy though how he really blew that up.
Yep, doing TV shows.
There were so many videos of he was on Steve Harvey.
Yep, he was on Steve Harvey. He was on the Cooking Channel.
Yeah, he made his money.
Something else. So she's doing things for him. Like, fuck a check. Give me the exposure so I can get checks.
Well, that's dope. I mean, it's whatever makes him happy.
I never thought Patty should. Because
that might be enough.
Neither did I. What people were saying.
Like, I never thought that was
necessary.
No, she don't. She didn't hire him to make that video. if y'all want to put up videos of you overreacting and doing the most, you know, for a product, then fine, do that, because we all love that. We all get entertainment
plenty
out of
y'all
that.
Do that now.
Right. People do that every day for free. Like, and it's fun. We all love it. We follow those people on YouTube and Instagram, but I don't know why you would expect to turn around and then get a check from it. Like,
yeah, no. But
I didn't think that was Patty's priority. I didn't think that
you're
was
right that she didn't hire him, so it's definitely not her responsibility. But being that she's so wealthy, you know, it's almost like it's not gonna hurt her to cut him a check. And but he no. really blew that pie up, though.
Don't matter.
I mean, she
he
could
blew
have
it up.
She
so all
him a check.
Just off of the principle
down
of it.
To the fucking Shell gas station and do reviews on Nerds Rope and fucking Lay's potato chips and hope that these motherfuckers. No, the pie was good. Yeah. He's saying because the shit was delicious.
Right. I'm really funny. That's what it was.
And he's
funny.
I really, honestly, truly believe that Patty probably did just casually write him a check out of her pocketbook, and it was probably something great. And
she probably told him, don't tell nobody.
And no, probably didn't even have to say it. Like, he probably was just moved by the gesture. Like, I feel like if Patty would have just written him a check, handwritten, you never have to even say anything. And you can tell how he is genuinely happy to be with Patty in this circuit. And,
right.
And he's getting money from
and
it.
And he loves the exposure,
it.
Right.
But
yeah. If she was to go and do, because I read that she's doing pound cake and caramel cake and shit.
Yeah, she's doing
the
whole line.
Maybe
so.
She'll do commercials or some kind of shit with him involved.
That's
and he'll
true.
Get checks.
Because on
that,
the business side, I'm sure somebody
right.
at that company, it was probably their job to just go on ahead and give him a check.
Oh, she said she's going to do caramel cake?
And pound cake. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard next year.
I got to wait all the way till next year.
I mean, next year's literal
and
weeks
then you
away.
Find a Walmart.
You said it's when?
I don't know. They just said next year.
Oh, so it could be like next week.
Shit, it could. I don't
doubtful.
Know.
But it could be.
Right.
Send your prayers.
People don't normally launch dessert lines in January because that's when everybody's trying to lose weight.
Well, fuck that. That's what I want to eat.
You think Patty know that? Patty didn't even know people weren't buying her damn bun. Right.
When you eat this, you're gonna lose your mind. up in here. Patty said that shit.
And I did.
Somebody said, this girl said that was her describing her private part.
Okay.
She did. She said,
somebody on that was a trashy,
oh, internet.
Nasty tweet that I cackled it.
Up in here. Up in here. When you eat, I couldn't believe, once I read the tweet, I couldn't believe what Patty was saying, even though there was nothing inappropriate about
right.
it. I just was like, I was so shocked after I had read the tweet.
She's like, ooh,
like when
good.
She said it, like, when you eat this, you're going to lose
your mind.
Mind.
Have you ever
seen
that?
Okay, and I almost sounded vulgar with yeah. no cuss word.
Have you ever seen that meme? I think it started on Tumblr. And it said when he puts it all the way in, and it's Whitney Houston going, it's all in me.
Y'all stop doing
it's
this.
It's all in me. I died. Like, I remember how hard I laughed
that's
at that.
Let me tell you what took
long.
Me to the
yikes.
Floor. They got one that said when the eggplant emoji is too bomb, and it is a montage of Jennifer Holliday singing when she's doing And I Am Telling You Live on the prom, she goes
and sweating,
she goes, oh, whatever that noise she makes.
What noise is it, Dustin?
Whatever it is,
what is it?
Shut fuck you, because you know what I'm talking about.
Bitch.
Oh,
God,
so like, yeah that is. And it's like one after another after another after another after another after another after another after another.
Yeah. Trash.
Remember when she performed, like, the year Dreamgirls came out and she performed it, like,
was laughing
the Oscars?
When her and Jennifer Hudson was performing together, and they showed Beyonce laughing in the audience.
She said, oh!
that right there.
Y'all done. Oh,
they said that's when the dick too bomb, man.
Oh, my God.
It's still funny.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
The things people come up with.
That shit was funny.
Do you guys want to talk about celebrities for
Let's
a second?
Do it.
Like who?
I don't know. Shit, I'm just looking at what's going on. Meek Mill officially violated his probation.
Oh,
so
I'm not going to laugh at that, though, because I really do. I hate to see a black man going to jail, even though he did something fucking
Well, he
stupid.
Might not go to jail.
No, they throwing the book at him.
Probably.
Damn.
Would oh, my gosh. Is that my
if, he really did turn in cold water for his piss test, then yeah. hell yes.
Yeah.
Because yo, who do you think I am?
That wasn't a rumor?
No.
I really
apparently
think
not.
It is.
It's been in, like,
because it just
like,
sounds so insane.
Doesn't it sound
you know that I'm like, come on.
I don't want to believe it, but I've seen it in too many different places
he can't
for me
leave
to
Philly. He
still think it's a rumor.
He's getting sentenced on February 5th. And he cannot leave Philadelphia until, you know, he has to be there. He
or perform
leave.
At all.
Nothing. Nothing.
So,
Erykah Badu said her Wiz cast would be Janelle Monáe as Dorothy. Chris Brown is the Scarecrow. Usher is Tin Man. CeeLo as the Lion. Kevin Hart as the Wiz. She spelled his name H-E-A-R-T. Patti LaBelle as Miss One.
Oh, that's great.
And Glinda would be Diana Ross.
It's lit, but whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I still haven't seen it.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you didn't see the NBC one?
No.
You have to, if only to hear Amber Riley sing.
She killed it.
Oh my God. Don't make me sit here and stand. I will pull up the video. It's so good. You have to see it.
Oh, I'm going
to
watch it. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
It was really well done.
I mean, I think it's the first time I've seen, like, everyone agree that something was amazing. Like, literally, it's probably the first time I've ever not seen a negative comment about something on TV.
Look, look here. The Wiz was the shit.
Okay. Oh, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, they did
that's
that.
That's dope, though.
I was worried, but they did a good job.
Only thing I saw people complaining was about it being a stage. That's, like,
well, I mean,
the
that's
most
what happens
I saw.
When it's a play. Right? Right. I don't know what you niggas wanted.
Right.
That's all I saw.
I keep moving Asante's mic accidentally, so he's so over me.
Like, and then you like say sorry, and then you'll pull it all the way away, and then I'm like, well, wait. Then
I'm just
going to
come over here
the
in the
away?
Corner.
Tiana Taylor had a baby?
Yep.
Aww.
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Iman delivered her.
What?
Wow, that's,
yeah.
That's so
and
that's
they
cool.
named her after like her daddy. That. She was Iman Shumpert Jr.,
That's so cute.
That's actually really cool.
Isn't that?
That
I like.
Cool.
I kind of like.
I
when,
think it's cool.
I don't know how to put that in words, but I like it. It's adorable. They seem to like really, really dig each other. Those two are always.
Yeah,
being
their little
real
Halloween costumes was
on
cute
Instagram
and shit.
And shit.
And
yeah.
they're an attractive
yeah.
couple.
Yeah.
I was starting to think, well, she was never gonna have that baby. She been pregnant, so she was wearing.
Yeah, I
baits
feel like
and...
we knew Tiana Taylor was pregnant as soon as she did because. It's pregnancy.
They
run
really
for a while.
Come out of like nowhere and then just stick around.
Why?
But that's great.
Did they
congratulations
paint
to them.
This baby's nails.
Who? Her baby. She just had
not
the
this newborn.
Not that baby girl.
Oh,
you
no.
You had to clarify whose baby.
Who?
Northwest.
She's like 2, 3.
I mean, my mama didn't let me get my nails painted until I was like 16. But
damn. What are you, Amish?
I mean, a little bit. I grew up in Oklahoma, so.
Oh, well, there you
oh,
go.
So close.
Like, in the city, they was doing that shit when they was, like, little kids like that. Like, I don't see anything
my mama
like
said
that.
That
like
was too fast.
Like, a bubblegum pink, that's cute.
Nah, my mom didn't let me either.
Nah, my mama mm-mm. said that was fast. No makeup, no nail polish.
Yeah, my mama didn't
I
let me do
nail
that
polish is just too bad. There's just certain little things I feel like aren't for little girls.
No, what I didn't like.
Like the little bad. Siri Cruz heels.
I hated
I like,
that.
I don't like, oh, yeah. like two-piece bikinis on little kids. Me, I just feel like
I really don't either.
It attracts the wrong, it has the potential to attract the complete wrong attention.
It's just so unnecessary.
I think if you're attracted to kids, you're going to be attracted regardless if they're
me
in.
Me too, but I just feel like it's too grown. It's just too
I thought
sexual,
that too
like,
until I heard from a mother who said that it's really helpful when you have a toddler who's potty training because it's really hard to get those
once.
Water diapers off when they have on a one piece because you have to like take the whole damn suit off.
Yeah.
But when they have on a bikini, you can just pull down the bottom half and they can sit on the potty or change or whatever and it's like way faster and easier.
There
so,
have to be.
I understand it. I mean... What I would do with my kids and what other people do with their kids is sometimes right. night and fucking day.
Because
so.
I would sacrifice the convenience of that to not have my baby looking too grown to me. You get what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a damn about it being easier to change a shitty diaper.
I'm probably not going to be the type of parent to worry about how other people feel about what my kids
I would, as far as like just to protect my baby. Like I just wouldn't want, I would just, I don't know, maybe I'm going overboard, but I would just be thinking about shit like that. Like I'm not finna put my toddler daughter in a two piece bikini. Like,
no, I agree with you.
Like I don't want nobody looking at my baby in a sexual way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I feel you. I understand.
Like, I just wouldn't do that.
I just don't think bikinis are inherently sexual. Like, yeah, I don't people either. Let little boys run around with no saying. Shirt on all the time, but have a problem when little girls do it.
I don't know why it's different. Maybe because girls have like breasts, or
but they don't.
Know.
At but that see, age, they all have a problem with
like a little baby like girl having no shirt on.
With adult breasts, like it's a bikini. I don't know. I just
some people take their baby.
I wouldn't do this.
I understand.
I would take a baby girl to go swimming in just a diaper before I put her in a bikini.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it's a baby in a diaper, whereas a bikini to me just like I
it
feel
ain't
like
too many places you can go that will let you have your baby just in a diaper.
In a diaper,
I'm
in the
saying
water
like I would do that before I would put on.
I know.
A bikini.
I'm talking
it's about the aesthetic.
Okay.
I'm just.
I feel what you're saying though.
I mean, I'm just saying like I think in the real world, everyday parenting things aren't always that cut and dry.
I mean, I don't think
right.
if you put your baby
and that's
in
why
a bikini,
you
are a bad
if it would
parent.
Make, if it was saving time, I'm just thinking right. about like as a parent.
And then if you got like three kids or something. You
man,
probably trying
I can't
to
even
minimize
imagine.
Whatever. But
I don't think it has anything to do with your parenting or anything like that. I'm
just
saying
a
me.
It's just a style.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I was saying. As far
I mean,
as
yeah, because it's definitely
a
line with like clothing
I mean,
and stuff that I'm not
million,
letting my kids cross.
There's a million ways you can save time and cut a corner. You know what I'm saying? So
everybody
that's not
has
the
different
only way you
right.
can save time.
I know it's
day.
Not the only, but I'm just right. saying if that is one of the reasons, then I would be like, oh, well, that is a good reason to go ahead and like pick up that two-piece for a child.
Everybody is going to do whatever they want to do right. like, in the best interest of their family.
And all right. that really matters is I don't have any, so I don't have to worry about
and
this anyway. So okay. that's really all it boils down to. Kiki Palmer said something stupid.
Keep it, please keep it moving. I'm so sick of that disrespectful shit, man.
I don't even.
Did she get her show or something? Or they
she
didn't give
a
her
show?
I heard something about she was supposed to get one on BET or she was doing a show on BET.
She has a talk show on BET.
Yeah.
Wait, what's disrespectful about Kiki Palmer? Because she seems like maybe. How old
like
is she?
I
still
nah,
think of her as such a little girl.
And I still like Kiki Palmer. I just feel like she doesn't even realize that what she's doing is. Anyway, she issued a statement regarding her new video. She has a new music video where her and her boyfriend are having an argument or whatever, and she leaves and goes over to, it looks like she's cheating, like going to somebody else's house. And when she gets there, it's a woman, it's Cassie. And they like have a embrace or whatever. You can tell that she's having like a lesbian relationship in addition to her having a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So as she's promoting this video, she's doing this. She did an interview. Was it a magazine interview?
People.
It was People. She was doing it. She did an interview with People where she was saying how. And what was confusing for me was it never really was clear. Before I say she was disrespectful, let me say it's not really clear in the article whether she was referring to her character in the video or herself. Did you get clarity from that?
Oh, I think she's talking about herself.
I'm pretty sure what, because the way that it has been presented is that she was asked about her sexuality, like how she, what she identifies as or whatever. She said the video was to represent the young woman today. It's not the traditional woman anymore and not the specifics of am I gay, am I straight, am I bi. That's all she said.
Oh, so she's not necessarily talking about herself. She's talking about some random woman.
I think what she's, what I took away from it is she's trying to say that, you know, the woman of today can fuck around with girls and do
like
such
more
and
fluid.
Such. And yeah,
exactly. But it's the way that the media is putting it out, which is what made it disrespectful to me, was as if she was saying that she's coming out as bisexual, you know what I'm saying, conveniently when she has this video that has this bisexual element.
Well, yeah, that was my and question. Is like, is she playing the whole let me be coy about my sexuality for like marketing purposes?
That's how I took it, and I think that this is her way of making it something a little bit more general and trying to do the whole, oh, we're having a dialogue about it.
Right.
Because that's important. No. You gag the scene because nobody expected for you to pull up to Cassie's fucking house and go in and start munching. That's all that is. Are you gay? Yikes. Probably not. But you wouldn't be the first female celebrity to pretend to be sexually attracted to women because it's marketable. And that is so annoying. I find that.
I can see that.
I think that's just late. It's stupid. If you actually bisexual, if you actually are into girls and many women aren't, it's fine. It's totally okay. And that's one thing. But pretending to be because you think that men find it sexy is so stupid.
And it feels disrespectful to people who have had struggles, personal struggles with sexuality.
And coming out, yeah.
Sexuality. It feels very disrespectful. So
But again, I don't know enough about this.
And I don't know if that was even her really. Intention.
So. Yeah, I don't either, but I'm just saying, hey, whatever.
I have never cared about Keke Palmer.
Akilah and the Bee.
I have never cared about Keke Palmer. And I like the only, oh, that's not true. I almost liked her on Scream Queens.
You liked Promise.
Of all like Promise the Ring. Places.
I only watched Scream Queen for.
Did you hear her?
What?
You liked Promise Ring?
Promise Ring.
Right?
That's not Keke Palmer.
That's not.
Oh. Isn't that Tiffany Evans?
Oh, yeah, it Tiffany Evans.
Definitely Tiffany Evans.
I get Tyler Perry's little girls mixed up. Wow. Tyler Perry movie.
Back to back, huh? Wow. You're gonna keep them coming.
Who did I do that to? Who else did I do that to? Nobody. I don't even remember.
Get it, Keith. Nobody.
Oh my god.
In here begging.
I only watch Scream Queens for fucking Niecy Nash. I don't even care about Keke Palmer.
Speaking
on that show.
Speaking of Niecy Nash and television shows, Getting On is one of the best shows I have ever watched in my life, and I don't know if people are not watching it. This is the final season now, but it's so fucking good.
I feel like series, the shows on premium networks or whatever you call them, don't really last that long. A lot of them.
What network is it on?
Well, HBO is good for like ending series.
Yeah,
though.
HBO after loves to have a good season. Short series. Yeah, yeah,
but that's one thing I do like about HBO.
It's her.
Tell the story and wrap it up.
It's her, the lady that played Miss Swan.
Alex
on
Borstein.
TV.
Yep.
Wow.
Laurie Metcalf, the lady who played Jackie on Roseanne.
Yeah. Oh, she's a lesbian.
She looks so different to me now.
It's so Niecy Nash, who we're talking about, of course she's on there.
I don't know nothing about them three. It's good though. It is good.
That sounds like a random cast.
It does.
Right?
But they were nominated for, like, Niecy was nominated for, was it an Emmy or Golden Globe? And like, I think that it was reviewed and received well.
Because the acting is good.
Yeah. But HBO just has a way of, like, The Newsroom was one of my favorite fucking shows. Mm-hmm. And they stopped it after three seasons. But like Tay saying, I like it. Like, you get the story. They don't draw it out when it feels like it's done. It's finished. Done. And that's it. I like that.
Because, you know, Showtime, they love to drag some shit on.
Like Showtime.
Man,
I love Dexter.
Dexter was good until like the fourth or fifth season.
Weeds.
Oh my god, when Romney Malco left. No, when she left, and then they was going to Canada and shit.
I stopped watching it when she started dating like the cartel dude.
Right,
and then
that's where
they had the baby. I was like, all right, I'm cool.
I watched the first season of Weeds. And I
really liked that show. I thought it was really funny.
And I thought the theme song was cute.
I have the theme song on iTunes. That's the most I can say about Weeds.
It's adorable.
What happened with, I thought Issa Rae had like a deal with HBO.
Yeah, show's coming. They finished the pilot, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't
I'm
that
curious?
Crazy?
Yeah, I'm
like.
And it got a full series ordered in. I mean, season ordered
in. Yeah,
didn't
I think
it?
So.
I'm so excited.
I will never forget.
That's so crazy, man.
6 years ago, or however long ago it was, when she put this out, I was at work, bored, out of my mind, waiting on the day to be over. And somebody was like, you have to watch this Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl or something. And I had just discovered it. And I sat at work till like 7:30 watching all those videos and cracking up. I thought it was so funny.
She was my introduction to like the whole web series YouTube thing. Because I never really, I never really watched any. And after her, then I started kind of like looking for more of them. There are a lot of really good shows.
The first
to kind of do it, right?
To really pop off, yeah.
Or at least that became like super popular.
I still want to have a rap battle with her.
It's called Insecure, and on HBO of all channels. I'm really, really excited.
Oh wow!
They can cuss.
Wait, when is it launching?
I don't know.
They didn't say yet.
Next year, I guess.
Maybe when most of the shows pick up for the spring.
And
maybe in around March
with,
or so.
Shonda, right?
I think that she was working with Shonda and maybe on this. I really don't know how the Shonda.
Wow, that would be crazy.
She was on that cover.
Shonda, it's like Shonda's first comedy. It's Shonda and Issa Rae. It's the first comedy series that Shonda Rhimes has done. And it's her and Issa Rae, and it's called I Hate LA Dudes. It's coming on ABC, I remember now.
What?
Wow. Okay, good.
How inspiring.
I didn't know what happened with that.
Right? Wow. That's so dope.
She's not playing.
And Shonda doesn't either.
Did y'all watch Black and Sexy TV?
Black and Sexy, baby.
I don't
They're
know.
On BET now. Wait, it's already been on though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it doing well? Yeah, they gave them a slot.
They played Roomie Lover Friends, and I think they landed an original series on BET too.
Shout out to whoever the fuck at BET made that decision.
I agree, that right there is a redeeming
Are
people into it though? Because I don't really see anyone tweeting about it.
I see people tweet about it, like not anybody on my timeline.
Not like Mary Jane.
Oh yeah, no. Black and Sexy is not caught on like all day on my timeline. Yeah, well, when they do catch on, like when they start like really popping, like that's gonna be so hot.
I hope so.
I really hope that they continue to do things like that. There are so many people.
I'm such a fan of the internet
who are creating really great content that deserves a platform like that.
I agree. That's why I was really happy when I found. When I heard that, because I know initially they had where they were trying to sign something with HBO, but I guess like, that must not have worked.
Honestly, you should be on there. I mean, I wouldn't suggest
you would
to
be
because
perfect
I don't know
on a Black and Sexy show.
But like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, where's the natural
such a
hair care? You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah.
Like, where is that on a BET? You know what I'm saying? As many people in the Black community that would service, why is that not there?
Right. Who need it?
And
like,
who need it? Right.
Like, yeah.
Y'all need the hair help.
I wasn't going to do that.
We need to get you a deal with the NFL so you can get Pam Oliver ass right.
Who is Pam Oliver?
First of all, Fran does not do weave rescues.
Pam Oliver need an oil change.
Who's Pam Oliver?
Pam Oliver is a very high paid.
Wow, I know who that is.
Television football. Analyst.
I knew that.
She has
analyst.
Analyst. And you were still looking for it. I was like,
analysis. Dialysis.
What? She has a bad wig or something?
Oh, continuous.
Yeah. I mean, I expect bad wigs on like the 2 train, but when you are a millionaire, I don't expect to see you looking.
No,
like
but you know what, though? I know, because even on TV with all those women, whether they're rich or poor, I noticed that wigs just tend to just be bad.
It's very hard to make a wig look believable and get it to blend and look. But you have to really, you can't shortcut the process.
I rarely have seen
and
that.
People do.
Hers isn't like the kind of hair that you can tell the person thinks it looks cute, but it really looks real, real bad. Like, it's just kind of like, so you weren't gonna do it.
Like Bruce Lee did it.
Oh my God, that's it.
I'm not gonna give her all that. I just don't think she cares.
Right, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, she's probably one of those people who's like, bitch, you know how much good hair costs? I could be buying all the goddamn chicken wings I want, 5 cars. Like,
I know she knows it's fucked up too, because it's like Twitter and shit.
Yeah, she has to.
It's gotten back to her.
And she probably just laughs, like, all right, y'all buying weave and I'm buying houses.
Because she's not
investing.
Weave is so like good weave.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
like acceptable hair that won't get you laughed at. It costs a lot of fucking money.
Right.
You know.
And it doesn't even last forever.
And then you
gotta
put it in and make it look right, too. Buying it is only half the battle. Then you gotta install it.
Right.
And make it look like it's growing out your head.
I was gonna say something I can't say.
Oh, Lord.
It's tricky.
I've had a couple of those moments.
You know who was talking about weave?
My moment.
Cardi B.
Cheap ass weave.
Oh, she has a song, right?
She just posted a picture. I saw on my Explore page of her with the throwback, the like 2009 Nicki Minaj bob with that fucking bang down to her bottom fucking eyelid.
Looking like a curtain at the Apollo.
Right. Why are your bangs overlapping your lashes?
Showtime bang ass.
Showtime.
What's this harsh bang?
I'm not doing this.
I can't do it.
Her shit look like an awning.
Oh my God.
Uptown Manhattan in the Bronx is so good for a sharp bang.
Like, oh my God, it starts like in the back of their like spine and shit.
Right.
Just coming down the top of their head. It's like what
cross country.
It's like they get a laser level and then put it right on their
like
their brow.
My Chinese bang, bitch.
Right. I'm scared that shit's gonna get caught in their eyelash glue when they glue their eyelashes on.
Because
sometimes they be blinking and it's still sitting. I'm like, I hope that it's not stuck. You know, if you take one off, the other one's going with it. Like, you take the wig off, the lash gone.
They be looking like that Muppet. Remember that Muppet that didn't have eyes? She just had eyelashes.
Yes. Janice.
Janice.
Oh, she had a name.
See, for me, I grew up in Harlem, so we used to give you the straight bang with the curly hair. you never seen that?
Yes. Yeah. Mixing up the textures. Oh, all kind of terrible shit.
That is a trend. I hope never comes back. That's one of those hairstyles I feel like you're gonna see on a high, like a high-end fashion runway somewhere.
Of course.
And like Elle, everybody's gonna be like, look at this edgy new look with these sharp straight bangs.
When Kylie Jenner does
and
it.
And a white perm in the back. Right.
Right. Rods.
Really, Dustin?
Oh my God.
Hair looking like Matilda's mama.
Hair looking like football helmets. With
y'all stupid.
I can't wait for white people to go on ahead and bring back like the real ghetto black hairstyles. Like when
they already are though.
But like when they used to do like the little cricket ponies, like the double ponies, it'd be like the
oh
one,
yes,
and then
bitch.
The side with a little tail.
My
like,
God,
I used to love that shit.
I have white girls like, get some Shirley Temple curl bangs down the side with a French roll with the pins
with the
in it, nigga.
Ball pin
with thing. The with the pearls in it, nigga. For prom night.
Just trying to be all extra classy.
Yes, yes.
Those things are so ugly.
Peace coming down.
But did y'all see that Balenciaga released the Chinese slippers?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They call them like beaded mules or something.
Oh, girl.
The Chinese
stores. These
the
are $3 at the beauty supply.
The Keisha Cole shoes.
Yeah, and it's like thousands of dollars. I was like, this can't be for real.
Yeah, I saw Keisha Cole looking upset on my timeline earlier. What was
she it? She said.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
She said she asked Chris Brown to do it with her, and he told her no. Four times in a row.
She asked.
But I was surprised she said that.
So I'm done asking.
Wait, yeah, because someone asked her, who would you want to duet with? And she was like, well, Chris Brown, but I asked four times, and he says no every time.
Why would you say that?
I thought it was one of those fake.
Why would you tell me?
Satire.
I thought it was a fake tweet. No, I totally thought it was a fake tweet.
As soon as I open Twitter, this is the first fucking thing that I see.
Damn.
Oh.
The caption says, it's so good to see Wanda and Nikki doing good and looking good.
No.
It's Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole is like, it's not even funny anymore. I mean, it is, but it's like.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it's like a chuckle, but it's like, damn, how much worse can it get?
She's in the Carrie Hilson phase.
See what happened?
Yeah. What happened to her, though? Because I don't remember people making fun of Keisha Cole like
that. She talked about Michelle. She talked about Michelle at the Super Bowl.
And Beyonce.
She was right. She was popping her mouth before then anyway, like talking slick and reckless. But then after she said something about Michelle, and Beyonce had put out.
Bow Down,
where she was like, I told my crew to smack that chick. That's what they did. Like, and then the stands were just like, once Beyonce acknowledges the stands and is like, yes, you did something, that's like all the power we need to keep going. And people just tore Keisha Cole the fuck apart. And it's like nobody really wanted to be associated with her anymore, just like Carrie Hilson.
And what she said was, she was like, she tweeted, I believe it was, she was like, oh, now before it was independent women or something like that. She's like, now it's bow down bitches.
You're supposed to be empowering women.
And she was like,
stuff.
Yeah, you're supposed to be empowering women. She was like, people love to shoot the shit or something like that. Bitches love to shoot the shit. Something, but she talked about Beyonce.
And that's why Chris Brown has told you no four times. Chris Brown has enough problems.
And will continue. He's never
it's
going
not
to work
happen.
With her.
He
it's
has
not
enough problems. He's not
pissed.
Signing up
Chris
for that.
Chris Brown has worked with everybody. Even niggas he don't like.
Chris Brown worked with Rita Ora, girl.
Chris Brown worked with Rita Ora.
Tinashe. Who is Rita Ora?
And who is that?
And continues to tell her four fucking times.
Wow.
Girl, because you came after Beyonce, and I will not do that to my
I just saw. I just saw a post that Rita Ora was suing Roc Nation to get out of her contract.
She said Zayn did a motherfucking thing for her.
Which,
she wants out.
She should be glad she has a contract. I didn't even know.
I don't even know what she does.
I hope she does get out of it and disappears for good.
I was going to say, you're going to get out of it and then do it.
Because
once
she's out.
Other label.
Good luck.
Well, good. Absolutely good.
Good
luck. Nope.
Are the label going to pay us to give a fuck that you do music, is it?
I don't understand why Roc Nation hasn't just let her go, honestly, once they decided to keep Rihanna.
I think someone's doing her a favor and she don't realize it, so...
Right, they're probably like, you ungrateful wretch.
That's really fucked up, because I know Rita Ora probably can't. Well, I don't know.
Never mind.
I mean,
I was about to try to care about her.
I mean, I just don't.
She's so miserable. She's
I don't know who that awful. Is. I dislike her. I really don't.
She's miscellaneous.
And they've been trying to put.
Oh my god!
Like fuck. She's I like can't.
Like the media, you know when you can tell the media or something is trying to be pushed off on you.
It's like whatever.
She's like the and them. Like when you go somewhere, you be like. You know, Rihanna and them finna be there.
And
she's
Co.
Been them. She's never, her name's never said.
She's the plus one.
Nam.
The
And I remember when, like, Rita Ora, what was it? Was it Craig David? They were, like, popping for a while. What? I know that's so throwback.
No, Craig Who? David was a decade ago.
But what weren't they like? It wasn't around the same.
Rita Ora is not that old.
I feel like she's been here for a long time.
Really?
Rita's been signed to Rock Nation for a long time.
Really?
Not Craig David.
Yeah,
Craig David's been gone for a decade.
For some reason, I'm
thinking of Samantha Mumba.
No, I think of them.
I gotta tell you, you don't love me.
I know I'm not tripping. Rita Ora and Craig David had like a moment. It might have been a song or something.
Did they date?
I have no idea.
No, I don't think
you.
It was that. And that's how I got
to one
put
of his
on.
Herbalife meetings.
Oh my god.
Is Craig David still Herbalife?
Shut up.
No, you're thinking of
Jordan Sparks.
No, not Mr. Ordinary, not that one. He did do Herbalife.
What is his name? Jason Derulo.
I used to think Herbalife.
Wait, Jason Derulo?
Steph Jones, I mean.
Look at you.
You're the one that said Jason Derulo.
That's because that's, what's her face's ex? Jordan Sparks' ex.
And then
so is Steph Jones.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You always play me too.
Yeah, but he's like.
I can't play you nowhere.
Oh my gosh. Moving on and forward.
What happened?
Up the ladder through the roof. Well, we can see.
I'm sure people are so confused.
Right? You hear what he's saying?
What the hell is this?
We can be clouds at the.
All right, Blex. Are we done? Do we have something else? Okay.
Come on, we're going to
walk. In the words of Keisha Cole.
You can tell by the little ponytail. She can make some tricks to lay.
You got
to the mountain.
If you join
don't sing now. Oh, you quit.
Yeah. So you can fucking talk about me again?
Are you joking? Your voice is so melodic.
See, she's doing it again.
I just gave you a compliment.
Oh, we have to do,
Oh, right.
Hey y'all, today's episode is being brought to you by the great people over at Squarespace, where they will help you build your own website, portfolio, online store, boutique, pop up, pop down, Instagram, shrine, whatever it is that you want to build. And it will look professionally designed and sexy, regardless of skill level, coding, knowledge, any of those things. They make it very, very easy to use with their intuitive tools. And you can get a free domain if you sign up for a year. So start a free trial today at squarespace.com. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure that you use the offer code READ, that's READ, in case you can't, to get 10% off your first purchase at Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Let them know we sent you and put something up there and let us know what it is. Now let's move on. So as I was saying,
what you were saying, girl?
Fuck Jackie Christie. No, I don't know.
Whatever. I'm Jackie Amen. Marie Christie.
I'm Doug, a boss. Oh, you're right.
Doug Christie's wife. I'm a boss.
I don't remember it no more.
No, you don't.
You had it. It was I'm a boss after, right? I'm Jackie Marie Christie. Doug Christie's wife. I'm a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a boss. I'm a mess.
Jackie Christie like needs
a
professional assistant.
Yes, she does.
Something's wrong. Not really. Like
she
they're
does.
Just making fun of me. They're laughing at me. I got these women over here laughing at me.
I need to know who did this to my lip. Remember she put that Band-Aid on the inside
so
of her fucking
extra,
mouth.
And it's like, girl, you're doing all this and you're talking to these little girls. Like,
remember when her fucking diamond fell out of her ring?
Diamond.
On live
and
television.
I used that term.
And she still tried to explain herself. But,
yeah.
Speaking of Diamond, didn't you say you were going to tell us a story about you Diamond and Diamond Strawberry. Strawberry in Vegas?
Who's Diamond Strawberry?
Oh my God. I saw you tweet Thank that. You.
Oh my God. Who's Diamond Strawberry?
Because I saw people being like, don't forget
Nobody
Dustin.
Hit it, Keith.
No way. Okay. So check, bust this, right? So,
bust it.
So I'm in Vegas.
You're going to try to make Fetch happen.
No. So I'm in Vegas, right? I'm waiting on my friends. One of my friends was in a compromising situation, and I was waiting on them to come down so we could go find some more compromising situations. So I'm like, okay, what better to do? You know what I'm saying? Go to the fucking bar. So I'm walking around. I'm at the Tropicana Hotel, right? I'm walking.
There's a hotel called Tropicana,
like the orange juice.
I want.
So I'm walking around.
Oh yeah, Vegas is a mess.
You know, I'm walking around the casino or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I play a couple slots. I had lost like $13 or whatever on the slots, and I was like, okay, this is getting crazy. So I got up. So I kept walking around. I could have bought a drink with it. So even though you can drink from the casino,
that's how it was when I went to Vegas too.
And but it's worse than like it's awful. So
yeah, it's nasty. The free drinks they pass.
It's horrible.
Gross.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to the bar. I got a job. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to, you know, fuck that. So I go sit at the bar. So I'm fucking sitting there, and the waitress came around. She told me which one of the, it was one of them bars where they only sell frozen shit. And so she told me, well, you know, when you go to a place like that, the first question you ask is which one is the strongest, right?
Yeah.
So she told me, and she told me it was two. So I told her to mix it. Ugh. So she did. She gave it to me. It was good, though. It ended up being like strawberry banana or some shit like that. So I'm sitting there drinking and shit. Next thing I know, this black girl with a really angled bob haircut.
It was really angled.
Sits down at the bar next to me or whatever. And she's just looking really nervous. Like, you know, she keeps rubbing her arms. Like, she's just looking really nervous, like looking around and shit. And it caught my attention. And so I look up and I was like, hey, how are you doing or whatever? She's like, I'm good. How are you? I was like, I'm good. And so I looked and I'm like, this is around the time the show was on, Love and Hip Hop New York, and she was on there. We all trashed her on Twitter because she deserved it. Remember, she said her daughter. she said her daughter was the dog and all that shit. So
right.
Anyway, so I realized it was her. And people kept coming up to her or whatever, like, "Ain't you Diamond Strawberry?"
Oh, people recognized her,
but nobody was asking like, "I'm a fan." They were just like, "Ain't you her?" Like that.
Oh my God.
So much so that I started feeling bad for her. Aww. I started feeling sorry for her. And so a couple people had come up to me asking me for like a picture and shit. And so then she was like, okay, what do you do? Because people keep coming up to you or whatever. And I was like, I don't do anything, but I'll see you on television or whatever. I recognize you. I was like, it's nice to meet you. She's like, thank you. She's like, as you can see, people really are nice to me when they meet me or whatever.
Aww.
I know, right?
Oh, and so sad.
Right. And I'm drunk and high. And so I'm like, oh my God. So I'm talking to her and like she was nice. And so she asked me, did I want to take a picture? She's like, we gotta take a picture. I was like, let's take a picture.
Did you post it?
No,
I couldn't
post it.
I didn't post it. It's in my phone.
The comments would have been terrible.
Yeah, I wasn't on. That's like Instagram career suicide. So no, I didn't post it. But that was the story of the time I met Diamond fucking Strawberry in a bar in Vegas.
Now I feel bad for all the reality TV show hoes I've talked about.
I don't.
Do you? A lot. I mean, you know, bad.
That is relative.
In a few seconds.
In a few seconds.
It's not like reality TV is some brand new fucking thing. Like, you haven't ever watched a reality show and seen the way that people talk about them or call them a fucking reality TV.
Right.
You never heard about people who go on reality TV and say that they, you know, made it look this way or the editing was this. You thought that you were going to be the one to get on a reality show and just completely
and be different.
Change the game.
Would any of you go on a reality show if they offered it to you?
No.
Absolutely.
What if it was a dollar amount that was like out of here?
How much
you
money
just
are
wouldn't
talking?
Like, no. Well, I don't know what you would find. Like, what would be per episode like enough money to get you to sign?
It would have to be
per
Jersey
episode,
Shore.
Yeah, I was saying like $150,000
episode. I was
going to
say it'd be six figures for sure.
Or a million.
Yeah, I think
damn.
Jersey Shore
and executive producer
each.
Credit.
I
need
definitely.
To be an EP. Absolutely. You're not putting
not
out something
in,
without,
just
my,
in the
without me signing
like,
off.
I
want
to be able to make decisions.
Exactly. Because you're not going to portray me in your own fucked up way, Mona Sky
right.
Young. No, I'm not doing that.
But the thing about that show is that I don't even feel like any of that is. Is
real.
I feel like Mona approaches these people and is like, so look,
you
we've already
shit.
Casted your boyfriend. You're going to come on. He's going to slap the shit out of you. And then we're going to have you cheat on him. And then you're going to wear this dress.
Right.
Yes, we got it at the Opa-locka flea market. It doesn't matter. Put it on. Like, I feel like she lays out everything for them. Like, this is what you're going to do. And they say yes because they want the money.
See, I'm not putting myself through that for $20,000 an episode.
Hell
or
no.
Whatever.
Hell no.
No, but it's not even that much. I remember in Bravo.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the stars.
Oh, the
they
stars.
They don't make that much
yeah.
money.
Yeah. Because
I remember
on for, like, years
Bravo
and years,
wanted
the
me to be on a show that I won't mention the name. And luckily, by the grace of God, I turned it down.
By the grace.
By the grace.
The Hairstylist of Atlanta. Ooh. Style right. show?
No, not no. that
one. I know what show you're talking about.
Yes, it's a New York show. Yes.
Oh, Love & Hip Hop?
No.
No, that's not a on Bravo.
Right.
Loving like,
oh, on Bravo. Let me think.
And it was on, and it was only like, I don't even, and I remember asking, I remember asking how much was it, and it was like $17.50 per episode.
Baby,
that's not so much money.
They evil.
And
asses.
I was like, wow. And it's like 10 episodes. You know, that's not even a dent in my
that
checking
a lot of
account.
These people sign up for it for those checks though, like especially on the trashy ones. I think that they do
know,
it because they're
the
hoping
exposure.
That they'll get to host some parties,
right?
Or, and they'll do all these
and get a spinoff.
But it doesn't work like that. Who do you know on reality TV who has turned that into an actual acting career? Almost nobody.
Nene's the only person that's really kind, right? No, she is, right?
She's doing the damn
no,
thing.
She's the most successful.
She's the
reality
most
TV
successful reality star.
Is Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Nobody has turned reality TV into a career like that bitch has, but Nene is damn close.
I don't think that people remember that Elizabeth Hasselbeck
was
on
Survivor. Yep.
Yeah, that's how she got
I
started.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that's how she got
that's
started.
That's how people figured
that's,
out who she
yeah. yeah, nobody
she
knew
was
she
not
was.
Famous before she went on Survivor.
That's her claim to fame.
Yeah, that's
she
it.
She wasn't on The View because she was like a political
yeah.
analyst. She was
yeah.
on The View because she was on Survivor.
Reality TV.
You know, I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah. This whole time I thought she
and now she's
was
a
in politics.
Mm-hmm. She's on a news channel.
So you can say she ain't shit. Nah, can't you?
That is crazy.
Is that how you feel? I say it for you.
That's like Dustin. You know I'm not going to say it. Wow, that just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Survivor?
Yeah, girl. Turn that into a multi-million-dollar career.
She went on The View and kept talking about the Republican
She's
Party.
She's so right. She's so
they
conservative.
They kept her around. Kind of like why they kept
so
her
she,
around.
So she's like the white version of Stacey Dash.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Fascinating.
Just like
but with
that.
A smaller catalog.
And Sherry Shepherd.
Not much smaller.
So not much
Sherry
smaller.
Sherry Shepherd. Sherry Shepherd's stupid ass had her in her wedding.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was her
she
friend.
Swear they friends, right? Like, girl, y'all ain't.
I'm... Elizabeth Hasselbeck don't give a fuck about Sherry Shepherd.
Nope.
Remember when Star Jones got all them corporations to pay for her wedding?
All she would talk about was that. That's what got her ass fired.
She had ads sewn on the wedding dress and shit.
Yeah.
She had
so
this
techie.
Big old wedding and it was totally sponsored.
I forgot she was
and
married.
Totally a
That's
lot of
so
things.
Gross. Right. Ugh.
Wasn't she
got
married
divorced.
To that gay man?
Yes.
I'm almost mm-hmm. positive.
Sherry yeah. Shepherd?
No.
Star
no.
Jones.
Like, it was what? Before she had the gastric bypass.
Mm-hmm. And lied about it
because it only like half took. Sometimes it don't take all the way, so they just like try to front. Like, oh no, girl, I just went on Weight Watchers.
Not. I hope
months.
She kept the receipt. I'm so tired. I don't even understand. Yeah,
Dustin.
No, I think that reality TV. I would have to produce it. I would have to be in every fucking meeting, making sure I want storyboards. I have to make sure if I'm gonna be on the show, I know exactly what's. And the money has to be crazy. At that point, they'll just be like, "We don't want to do this."
Right,
like,
right.
Never mind.
Once I tell you my demands, you're not gonna want to do a show with me.
Well,
anymore.
You said
which
$1 million, bro.
Well, I mean, I would like $1 million, but
that's what Jersey
like that would make
Shore
it worthwhile.
Getting.
Shit.
Yeah.
Each one of them is getting
$1 million. Getting $1 million by like
yeah,
the
when
fourth,
Jersey Shore was
whoa,
at its
whoa,
peak.
Whoa.
I thought they were only getting like 150
no.
1 million each.
Per
Google
episode?
It.
Yes.
Episodes.
How many episodes?
Jay Wow and them niggas was pulling in 1 million each per episode when
every
Jersey Shore was
them.
Like at its peak. Yes.
Jay Wow, Sam,
yeah,
Ron,
they
all
cleaned
of
house.
Them.
To act a goddamn fool.
Now, if you want
house.
Me to embarrass my mama on national TV, it's going to have to be familiar.
Oh, hell yeah. My
because
mama
I bet
be
you
right.
their mama was.
She going to be all right. $1 million an episode? Shit, you got me. Shit.
So,
give me the signature line.
So Mona Scott
Samantha,
said,
"Put your yes, clothes on.
Yes.
You're always the one here fighting. They paying you how much? All right, get her with the hook the next time. Make sure that you go for the throat. You gotta go for the throat."
Like my mama would probably be like, yeah. "How much money? Yeah. All right, now when I go to church, I'm gonna continue to tell them I don't know you. Yeah. But I understand you gotta
to
do a trip.
So is that what it would take? If Mona Scott says she has $1 million per episode,
I would never do it.
You still wouldn't.
I wouldn't do like a Love and Hip Hop for no million an episode because I am confident that I can find yeah. wealth, yeah. you know,
other, in own. Other
right.
ways.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of feel like I don't really want the money that bad. Right. As crazy as that sounds, because $1 million would be everything.
Right.
Per episode.
Yeah, per episode.
An episode.
And it's weekly. And let's say you have a 12-week contract.
Plus the reunion.
You're going to turn down $14 million.
You got your goddamn mind. Mona! Mona! Over here, Mona.
See, Mona's not paying.
Y'all are funny.
I will body slam Mona Scott Young and be like, $14 million.
But see, they would never give me $1 million per episode because I'm nowhere near famous enough to garner that kind of advertising.
See, that's what you think. That's what you think. You'd be surprised.
Depending on them situations they're going to try to put you into.
Friend, let's go on and roll the dice, okay? Fuck it.
Well, no, at first they weren't, of course. But once their show was that popular.
That show was probably making so much money and was so, like, lucrative for Viacom.
Yeah, the rates on that show.
So what kind of show would you do? On TV that you
just
be like,
about
okay.
anything else actually
you know
I'm not
to
opposed
do?
To almost any other type of TV it's
would you do a round
TV.
Table type
yeah I mean I do that on Common Sense all the time so
true
I would do stuff
but I
like
mean
that.
Like your show where it's like
oh
yours.
Like my own
yeah
show. See, I don't know if
like the Crystal
I have
show
what it takes to create my own show like I don't think I even would have an idea of how I wanted that set up or what I would want to talk about I don't know about that I kind of like just providing my opinion and insight on other people's shows
right I still haven't seen Uncommon Sense. I'm so behind.
Oh, girl, it's some nigga shit. So.
Really?
It is some nigga shit. And it's funny as fuck, though.
I want to see you on it. That's why I got to
oh,
watch
girl.
It.
It's just me rolling my eyes and being irritated with the boys
I've seen
saying
the GIF
dumb shit.
Of you and Andrew.
Her man.
Where she be looking at?
Andrew swears that I'm in love with him. It's just
you
like,
are.
I'll slap
look,
you, though.
You blush
like,
a little
I will
bit.
Slap you. Am I blushing?
You are. Look at you.
Right.
Look
at no, you
just,
want me to win
just
kick
in case
you
he
in the
just he listening. He listening.
What kind of show would you have, Dustin? Because I'm not doing this with a Asante.
Oh, damn, you deflecting now?
What too? Time of show do you want to have, man? Feel free to answer the question.
I can answer the question, but I'm saying
I can
damn,
see Fury having...
So
do y'all remember that show with the skits, like the improv show that dude from Chappelle's Show was on? The what's his name?
Which one?
He wasn't on Chappelle's Show, but he used to make appearances and he was really
you
funny.
Talking about the dude that played Huck now? Because he was on something before. Oh no, he was on Half Baked.
Oh yeah, Huck was in Half Baked.
So he was known for being kind of like lame, but then he went on Chappelle's Show and was acting like a gangster. I can't remember
Wayne
his name.
Brady.
Yes.
Oh
yeah. Whose line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway?
Right.
Yeah. You really don't watch TV. That
I
is so
really
cute.
Don't.
Whose line is it anyway? Is back.
Is
they,
it?
Yeah, I think like, they still
they revived
yeah.
it a while ago.
I can see you having
oh,
a show
yeah.
like that.
You could definitely
no,
do an improv show.
I think it would be so funny.
I wouldn't really want to do like an improv show every week.
That's true. It might yeah. get tired.
Not improv games, like short form or whatever it's called. I wouldn't want to do that.
What week. Would you do?
I would probably. What I want to do, I'm going to do, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Come on. So. But yeah, we'll see what happens when it does.
I used to want a late night talk show.
Really?
I do too.
I did. I don't think I would do it anymore, but I used to sit up and watch Arsenio Hall. Are you really going to do that? I know exactly
I
what
mean,
that is.
Are you in the middle?
And like,
I'm not.
I try to be a good person.
I want to give you a sexy backdrop.
That is.
Anyway,
do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I know exactly
of
what it is.
Of course he knows what it is.
Garbage. You should freestyle over it.
I would love to. I used to relish in the idea of like
night.
Interviewing people and having like a music set and some shit.
Like hits from yeah. the streets?
Yes, because I used to want to do
oh
like random
God,
ass questions and everything.
Streets.
His ass would always be out in just the randomest fucking places. And like, what the fuck is his doing? He's like, it's your boy Hits.
Oh my
and just
God.
Always in some nigga shit.
Remember when the internet killed him?
A few times.
Oh yeah, they did do it a couple of times.
Yeah, the internet and their rumors. What a sign right.
take. So like back when Twitter, there are a couple of things. Like
did
back
you
when,
start it?
No.
Mm. Oh no, did you start
did
the
you
rumor?
Start?
Asante.
No. Let's just
Asante killed him. Asante killed him. Killed Tebow.
No, I remember back in the day I had a Twitter account and I remember Hits in the Street. Somebody was like, Hits is dead. And I remember I was like one of the first people I knew to tweet, y'all, Hits is gone. Y'all can't believe that shit.
No.
And then like it went around
And somebody else that like stole the tweet at the time tweeted it, and so they were like the first site of sources. I deleted my tweet since then. They were like put on the site, and I was like, okay, it wasn't me, but I was kind of the first person to say that at one point. Oh, wow. I also was the first person to tweet from Tiffany Pollard's Twitter account before she had one.
What?
Back in the day, I made a fake Tiffany Pollard account.
Oh my God. Are you joking?
It was funny as hell. That's because so she didn't have a Twitter. And so I was like, wouldn't
Tiffany is pre-Twitter.
And do you remember? Right. I was like, it would be funny as hell if Tiffany was on Twitter. And so I was tweeting as Tiffany Pollard. And people was
that
like trying
so
to find like, I don't even want to say who followed me because I was being an asshole.
Did it get big?
It did. At one point, she emailed the account. Like she was trying to get it. And so I emailed.
That I is crazy.
And it was your ass.
I emailed.
It was fucking Asante.
No, look, I emailed the real people and I was like, you can have this account. Like, I just had it because she wasn't on Twitter, but if she wanted, she could have it. And by that time, they had, like, a week or two later, they had, like, deleted it anyway. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, she just didn't have a Twitter. It would have been funny as fuck to log on to Twitter and see Tiffany.
That is funny.
But she tweeted and now she's like, she don't tweet the way I.
Remember when
tweeted.
She fake changed her image and she was dressed up like Asante Shakur?
And she had her natural thing going, her twist out and kinky strands and shit.
You know, I saw that because so everybody and their mama tagged me to that.
I know they tagged you.
Shea Butter Twitter was like, friend!
Miss New York was watching your YouTube channel.
New York been oil pulling.
Okay.
I saw all the hey friend, hey taught her hashtag.
What kind of oil you think she oil pulled with?
Canola.
Castor.
Castor.
WD-40.
Valvoline.
No.
Pyrex.
Pyrex.
Pyrex is a dish.
Jackie Christie.
The Glad? Okay.
No, it's not the Purex.
That's detergent.
No.
That's the Jackie Christie was drinking. What was
I thought you was trying to say
sanitizer. Oh, yeah.
Purex. She was drinking
Purex.
Damn, that's even worse. Those are all nasty.
What a fucking psycho.
And she's a,
oh my God.
And I believed her when she said she was drinking some bullshit. I was like, she looked like she would just do that. She was
I didn't feel like she was. I feel like she meant to say something else. And she said Purell, and they started laughing at her. So she just went with it and was like, you ain't supposed to drink Purell. No, dumbass. You're not supposed to drink hand sanitizer.
People be looking so crazy. Like, her
I do that just to
shit.
Stop talking to people. To end the conversation. But, oh, yeah, huh?
But hey, this bye. Is...
That's not what y'all do it to. Look don't at look at me like
I
that.
I do it. I do do it. But then sometimes the conversation keep going. She's like, all right, whatever. And he's just still going. She's like, out. That's why I be high all the damn time. I be in my own little world.
So that you don't have to acknowledge continue conversations with you.
Asante doesn't even respond to my text, so I know.
Oh, girl, you
know
yours too?
Yeah, you're going to break out of that. You're going to really break out of that at some point.
You're going to stop expecting me to
right?
respond to shit. I think I'm pretty good, actually, with responding to texts, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I changed my number, so the only people that text me now are my friends.
Oh, you changed your number, huh?
Well, I mean, you have
no,
it.
I'm looking forward
to
it.
I had to change it.
I'm the type of person who will see a text or email or something come in and be like, oh, okay, I got to respond to this, but I'm in the middle of something. And then
I forget. I usually just reply in my head, and then I forget that I didn't actually reply.
Right. And you got phones and watches and helicopters and strawberry cans and shit that'll do it for you. You just got to tell them.
You can even just talk into the damn phone.
I got so many people on Do Not Disturb. So or like, the watch. My phone always be having like 300 unread texts.
What?
My
phone is always on
I got
do
so
not
many
disturb.
People on Do Not Disturb. So I don't get like it doesn't vibrate or make a noise when they text me.
That's so shady.
I'm the same way. I hate for my phone to make noise.
Oh. My phone is always on silent.
Mine is always too. On Do Not Disturb.
I just probably two or three months ago decided to turn vibrate off. Like my phone does not vibrate when it's on silent.
I just
don't
need it.
I'll catch a text when I catch it.
I don't need the notification immediately.
Especially not at night.
I'm trying to get in touch, especially when I'm asleep. Oh.
And I'm not thirsty.
Hell no.
I'm just playing.
I can leave mine on because
I ain't thirsty. I don't give a damn. If I see it, I see it. Shit.
I don't speak to people. I'm not really social. Like, if I can leave mine on because my hotline don't blink. Because nobody's right. talking to me. I don't. And I'm not talking to anybody else. So I don't have to.
My hotline is Matt.
Okay. It's off white. It's eggshell. Yeah. Anybody, what, Christmas? thoughts as we
yes let's wrap or actually this season. Is the new year. I mean yeah Christmas
can't wait to smoke oh, my Christmas trees
this is the Christmas wow. Really
I can't wait to get my bells
you
jingled.
Can't wait to smoke your Christmas tree
and Dustin can't wait to get his bells jingled
oh my god
wow
ho ho Crystal
oh wait I can't,
what I can't. Ho ho me
oh. Oh those responses were classic
anyway
holiday holiday Bart. Outro or holiday whatever
mm-hmm. Okay
as Christmas approaches bitch y'all need to be clear
okay
about these things y'all doing and I'm not talking about in here cause this pie is so good I was about to do the up in here and you fucking
and you ruined it
god damn
and this fucking Countess Von clip
god damn show friend what that is she don't know what that
poor
is
friend.
No our friend don't know yet
poor she friend about to. Do friend know who Countess Von is
I do because oh, okay. of Malisha
she's putting out a song
ooh baby crazy something about that man you make
way oh baby
that's right Kim
hang it up flat screen you and the other Kim hang it up flat screen no I'm just playing
I love Countess
how hard I'm gonna play you you won't even know what to do how hard I'm gonna play you
you won't even know
and around and around and around, around, and around, around we go.
Freestyle unity.
And around, around.
Yes!
I mean, I know that
come
part.
On. Around
oh,
we go.
Around! Okay, all right, so they will do this all night.
And it's always real, so real.
Always so real.
Okay. I love you, old friend.
Oh my god.
Now I won't be a million. You know, Jimmy used to come around a lot.
Yeah. Fuck it. Oh my god.
All right.
Whenever she talks like that in any role.
The crowd loves Jimmy. But Lorraine and Jimmy are through.
Don't you know no
yeah.
good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
It sounds like a greatest hits compilation. We just saw our favorite nigga
okay,
tune.
So Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Do the Earth go.
I hope you're having a great holiday. And if not, I know we have plenty of.
Are we really just gonna like keep going? It's midnight now.
Yeah, I'm wrapping up because I'm getting out of here. So have a great and safe and merry holiday season, everybody, and we'll see y'all in 2016.
Stay black.
We love you.
Get protect some. Your magic.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Ooh, baby.
Be good to yourself.
Is crazy.
And be something good to others. Good night.
Hey.
Like, what's that last part she does?
Hey.